أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كان ذو خسرة فنظرة إلى ميسرة، وأن تصدقوا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. After the whole discussion of interest, that it is haram and the harms of it and why it is made haram, that it makes the rich richer and the poor poorer all the time. And in contrast to that, what we have been encouraged is to give charity, sadaqah, to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Allah, after this, now towards the end of this discussion and the end of this ruku, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنْ كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَذِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ. Or agar he tongue just to mehmohlat deni chahiye kashayish honi tak. وَأَنْ تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Or bakhashdo to behtar hai. Now if there is a person who has a loan on him, a person who is facing bankruptcy, then for such a person you should give him time. What unfortunately very good people presently of our good connections and who are outwardly very pious, when somebody comes in difficulty like this and he needs some immediate help, they buy him off whatever for a song. They underpay him for the value of his property, his business, etc. They take undue, very wrong advantage of that. Allah Ta'ala says, when a person has come in difficulty in his business, in anything, then give him enough time. Give him respite. You are supposed to pay you back in 2 years, give him 10 years to pay you back. Let him stand on his feet again. So instead, Islam does not encourage to take interest which makes the poor poorer. But Islam encourages that those people who come in difficulty, then help them out. Give them the time. Give them consideration. That is what Islam demands. One تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. And if you write off that debt, that is even more better for you. Not only that you give him more time to pay, but you say, okay, whatever you are owing me, I write it off. And you don't have to worry about it. In other words, a person who is falling down, don't push him down right onto the ground. Pick him up, help him, he's your Muslim brother. So you should help that person out. But unfortunately, good people also, at such times, they take very wrong advantage of the person and they push him right down and they push him right out of business completely and they buy him out just for a small amount of money. That is not at all what Islam teaches. So Islam always teaches us that we should help out. There is no question of taking interest and making ourselves richer without even working for it. Just the money we gave on interest, and now we're just taking the advantage of that. No, opposite to that, give a chance to the person who is in difficulty. And even better, make it ma'af. In that way you are giving your sadaqah to that person. That is much more superior. And Allah Ta'ala says, in kuntum ta'alamun, agar tumko samajh ho. If only you knew, you don't know what are the benefits. Allah Ta'ala, who knows everything, and on this action of yours, having mercy on that person who is in difficulty, and giving him time more to pay, etc., or even forgiving him, what great goodness you're going to accumulate in the akhirah. How much Allah is going to give you permanently. This dunya, you might buy him out for a song, and you just you might have thought that you scored here, but the harm of it that will come to you in this dunya, such money doesn't come with any goodness. Well, money that comes with barakat, there is lot of goodness in there. And then in the akhirat, if you had forgiven him and you made sadaqah for all and you wrote off his debt permanently, forever, what a great rewards in Jannah you are going to enjoy, you don't know. Allah says, if only you knew. Like this, in many cases, Allah Ta'ala says, in kuntum ta'alamun, if only you knew. This is like a father giving advice to his son. or mother giving advice to a daughter, and they have got experience, and they tell the children, if only you knew, we have gone through life, we have seen life, we know that at the moment this thing appeals a lot to you, or you don't want to do this which is good for you, but you don't know. If only you knew, we have gone through life, we have seen it, please listen to us. Like that, Allah Ta'ala doesn't have to appeal to us, but Allah is appealing to us that only if you knew, this is better for you. Don't take a wrong advantage of the person who is in difficulty. Instead, show more kindness to him, give him more time to pay, and even better, write off his debt completely. This will be much, much more better for you, for the whole Muslim community and ummah, for the dunya also, for our akhirat also. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has encouraged us to show not only with our words and our actions that we show kindness to somebody, but when it comes to this monetary position, then also we show our true colors as a mu'min, and we give that person lot of respite, or we completely write off his debt, and we try as soon as possible, in fact we help him out to come back on his feet again. We supply him with more goods again, so that he can stand back on his feet and he can become again an asset to the ummah. Once more he stands up, whatever difficulties came to him, where somebody did him down and did not pay him a huge amounts, and he went bankrupt. His shop burned down, and now he had, of course, he had no insurance also. He's in great difficulty. His shop burned down, he's owing all the merchants the money, etc. But in such a case, help that person. So he becomes an asset to the ummah again, and he, as before, as he was donating to the masjid, to good causes, widows, orphans, again he can stand up and do that. So Allah encourages us to see things in the broader perspective, and for our own benefit it is that we will be doing, and we shouldn't be so narrow-minded that on such occasions we just want to see our immediate benefit and a very, very bitter and sour benefit. At such a time we want to suck the blood of that person, and the blood of that person is very poisonous, and it's going to harm us, and we'll be sucking the blood of that poisonous blood, and it's going to harm us. It might be shining and looking glittery, that poisonous blood, but it's going to destroy us. So help the person, don't push him down further, and don't destroy him. Build the ummah, build the whole nation, and let the benefits come once more back to the whole ummah. May Allah give us all proper understanding and tawfiq of making amal, and may Allah accept it.